Handed you an outline, something that we'd like you to have in your hand, give you a chance to take some notes as we go through tonight's lesson, something you can refer back to during the week, and just kind of remember what God has said to you. If you brought your Bible tonight, that would be great. We'd love for you to have your Bible so you can kind of get comfortable navigating, understanding where the books are, but don't worry, the scripture is right there on your outline. We'll also have it on the screen behind me, along with the answers to the blank spaces. So, if you've been here these past weeks, you know we've been studying the book of Ephesians and talking about repentance. Repentance, a big churchy word. To put it simply, to repent means to turn away from. And in the series we titled Perpetual Repentance, we've been learning about the behaviors and actions such as lying, unjust anger, laziness, the Bible calls it to be slothful, speaking unkind words, bitterness, all these things that we're supposed to repent from, turn away from. And then we've been talking about proper responses in those situations. So if we've been talking about all the things that we're not supposed to do, what I thought about tonight was, let's talk about a few of the things we should turn to, some of the things we should do. Paths that we should be taking as Christians. Footsteps, the title for tonight's lesson, that you and I can follow that will help us head and keep heading in the right direction. So let's get started and read tonight's text from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Now, can anyone tell me what it means to imitate something? Go ahead, just shout it out. What does it mean to imitate something? To act like something or someone. Yep. Anything else? To copy somebody. Very good, Mr. Kenny. Any more? Pardon? Replicate. To replicate. Exactly. To act like something. To look like something or to take on something. Webster's defines imitate as to follow a pattern, a model or an example. To be or appear like. To produce a copy of. In fact, the word mimic is derived from the original Greek word mimetes, which is translated in this passage as imitate. To be an imitator is always used in a good sense in the New Testament. In our text tonight, imitate is intended to excite and encourage us. Accompanied in the original Greek by the word genomai, to be or become, it's a continuous tense, encouraging you and I to become excited about becoming imitators of God. Verse 1 from the original text, rephrased, calls us to imitate God in everything we do, to be or become who God made us to be. Now that sounds familiar, I bet, to many of you, because it's something we desire for everyone who steps through the doors at Westbridge or who watches us online. You've heard Pastor Drew say it many times, come as you are and become who God made you to be. So to become and be imitators of God, we're to be followers of God. We're to be followers and follow in God's footsteps. Simply put, imitating God means to watch what God does and do it. There's a space to capture that right in your outline. Watch what God does and do it. Imitate God in everything you do because you're his dear children, it says in verse 1. But can anyone really imitate God? After all, he is perfect, and we're not. I know I'm not. It's a high standard, really high. And we need to ask ourselves a really important question. What we need to ask is, would Paul, the writer of Ephesians, tell us to be imitators of God if we can't really do it? Think about this for a moment. What we're talking about here is a mind-blowing task of imitating the creator of the universe. I think it goes without saying that God's very, very big shoes are so big that it's hard for anyone to even think about putting them on, much less actually trying to walk in them. Nevertheless, the answer to the question is, we can do it. We won't always do things perfectly, of course not, but without question, you and I can imitate God. God's teaching us that there are footsteps we can imitate in imitating Him. In other words, there's something about this high standard that we're to seek to achieve that's attainable. We can reach it. Something He wants us to know, something He wants us to understand, and something He wants us to put into practice. Maybe some of you are asking, well, how do I know the footsteps of God? God's up there in heaven, and I'm down here on earth. How is it possible to even know the footsteps of God? The answer is we're able to see the footsteps of God through His Son Jesus, through His life, and what He did when He lived among us. It's through Jesus' actions and behaviors we can learn the first footstep in tonight's lesson on how to become imitators of God. And that's the footsteps of Jesus. Let's read our passage again, focusing on verse 2 of Ephesians 5. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered Himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing image to God. You and I can imitate God by following the example of Christ and living a life filled with love. So just what does that mean? I believe we find some answers when we look at the things Jesus did and the example He set during the time He walked with us on the earth. The footsteps of Jesus are captured in the Gospels. The Gospels are the first four books of the New Testament. There's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. While these four books are not really in-depth biographies of Jesus, they capture key aspects of His life. And together they form a composite picture of who Jesus was, and as a result, gives us great insight to who God was and shows us the footsteps of God. So, what are just a few things that Jesus did? Jesus served people around Him. John 13, 4 and 5 tells us of how Jesus washed the feet of His disciples. Now, this was a task so demeaning, so demoralizing, so non-important that it was given to the lowest slave, the lowest of the low in the home. Allow me to read the scripture for you. So He got up from the supper table, speaking of Jesus here, He got up from the supper table, set aside His robe, and put on an apron. Then He poured water into a basin and began to wash the feet of the disciples, drying them with His apron. Jesus served those that were around Him. Jesus also told others about God and of God's truth. It says so in John chapter 7. Verse 14 through 16. With the feast already half over, Jesus showed up in the temple teaching. The Jews were impressed but puzzled. How does He know so much without being schooled? Jesus said, I didn't make this up. What I teach comes from the One who sent me. The Bible captures how Jesus fed the poor, help those who are in sick or in need. The Bible teaches us things about showing kindness and mercy, because that's exactly what Jesus did when He met someone. We read how Jesus believed the best in everyone, how Jesus cherished and prioritized prayer and fellowship with God. And we read about Jesus' faith in God's promise to keep Him safe, as He knowingly submitted Himself to persecution and ultimately death on the cross. And I encourage each of you to read about the life of Jesus captured in the New Testament and learn more footsteps that you and I can apply in our lives. If you and I are to imitate God, we should start by following in the footsteps of Jesus. Let's move on to our second footstep that you and I can follow in order to imitate God. And that are footsteps left by people following God's plan. Footsteps left by people following God's plan. Another way in which you and I can imitate God is by imitating the footsteps of others who imitate God. Paul, the writer of Ephesians, also writes in 1 Corinthians 4:16 to followers of the church in Corinth. Paul writes, "So I urge you to imitate me." And in chapter 11, verse 1, Paul writes again, "And you should imitate me, just as I imitate Christ." And in Philippians 4:9, Paul, now writing to the church in Philippi, says, "Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you." Note, Paul is careful to point out here, he doesn't want anyone to imitate him personally, but rather the actions of Christ that they see in his actions. And tonight, I'm proud and I count it a privilege to be around each of you, the people of Westbridge Community Church, who model so well the footsteps of Jesus as you strive to become and be imitators of God, leaving footsteps for others around you to follow. When Jesus was on the earth, Jesus fed the poor. People of Westbridge, I've seen you do this countless times. Through holiday food donations, through secret food gift cards that have been slipped to Pastor Drew, he talks about having the pleasure of handing out, and in your support of the Interfaith Hospitality Network. When Jesus was on this earth, he helped those in need. That's what our Helping Hands ministry is all about. Helping people, single mothers, aging parents or grandparents, anyone who's in need with whatever skills the team can bring. These imitators of God have helped numerous families, for example, pack up their belongings and move to a new home. When Jesus was on this earth, Jesus served others. How many of you have ever gotten a cup of coffee or some secret lemonade from the hospitality table? I know I do it a lot. And maybe you've been served one of those tasty dessert treats. I've had a lot. Would you agree? Yeah, maybe too many. And don't you just love how this room looks every week? Do you know the decorations that show up on these tables are brand new every month? I love that. Well, thanks to the members of hospitality, hauling teams, setup teams, design and tech teams, these imitators of God transform a school cafeteria. Yeah, folks on the web, this is a school cafeteria, believe it or not. Each week into something this warm and this inviting. When Jesus was on earth, Jesus told others about God. Here at Westbridge, our greeting team, the KidsBridge teachers, worship singers and musicians, the drama team, the dance team, and to be frank, each and every one of you, do this. You tell others about God when you share your talents here and through your day-to-day lives. If it weren't for a young Cody Kleinbell, my family and I might not even be here. You see, Cody was on a soccer team that my wife Shanda was coaching. And as a result, Cody invited Andrew to come to his birthday party. So we're at the party, and somehow the subject of church came up. Now, sneaky Cody probably just kind of slid it right in there. "You should come to our church. My dad's the pastor. You would love it." 6 months later, we came. And of course, we do love it. And we've been here for over 7 years. So many of us here today are here because an imitator of God invited us to come on a Saturday night and do some investigation. So I ask you, raise your hand if you came to Westbridge because one of these imitators of God invited you to church. That's why I'm here. Look at all these hands. Amazing. When Jesus was on this earth, Jesus suffered persecution. Wednesday was a special day of prayer this week. A day I'd never even heard of before. I believe it's referred to as See You at the Pole. It's been going on for a number of years now, I'm told. And each year, students and even teachers and faculty gather around outside of school in the morning and pray together. Well, Wednesday, shortly after my wife dropped our daughter off at the high school, she called me and said, "Guess what I just saw?" And of course, I said, "What?" "There are a bunch of teachers and students holding hands at the high school, and they're praying. I saw it when I dropped Lauren off." And I'm like, "Awesome," I said. "Yeah, and what's even more awesome," she said, "was several of our Westbridge teens were out there. Isn't that incredible?" "That is amazing." And I said, "Who?" Well, when I heard the names, it just touched me. And I was blown away. Blown away because one of the names is a young man who last week in the back shared a story with the rest of us of how he's made fun of at school because he attends church and he follows God. And yet even among the persecution from his schoolmates, this young man chose to be an imitator of God. Not hide. Maybe that's what I would have done. By visibly praying this past week out in the open, in plain sight, he was at the very school where he was being teased. Now that inspires me. These are footsteps to follow. And so, as it's with the footsteps of Jesus' life, there are numerous examples of the people of Westbridge, all of you. Footsteps left by people following God's plan. Numerous examples that you and I can imitate, and in doing so, become and be imitators of God. At Westbridge, we're very blessed with the fact that so many of you volunteer your time here and talents to further his kingdom. Volunteer numbers far greater than any church I've ever been associated with or attended. West Virginians, you truly make it an ambition to follow in the footsteps of God. And for those who've been thinking about getting involved, consider this your personal invitation. God has a place here just waiting for you. We would love to share with you various teams. You heard about some of those tonight. Talk to you about your interest. What's exciting to you? And if you're not sure who to talk to or where to get started, you can see me. You can talk to Kelly, my lovely wife here in the front. We'd be happy to speak with you. Finally, let's go back to our text for tonight where we read in verse 2 the purpose behind imitating God. "Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God." A pleasing aroma to God. Christ offered his life and ultimately himself as a sacrifice for you and me, all for God. And so too, the footsteps of our life should also be pleasing aroma to God. Our lives, our actions, the decisions we make should honor him. The footsteps you and I take should please an audience of one. The roots of the Westbridge drama team are founded on tonight's passage, Ephesians 5:1. And all of us on the team pray that our actions as imitators of God are a fragrant offering to an audience of one. So permit me, if you will, for a minute. I lost a slide, so Nobody get scared, but I want to show you something. Perhaps you have seen the shirt I'm going to show you here in a minute. So perhaps you've seen folks walking around wearing this shirt on a Saturday night. On the back of the shirt, what you can see, if you can zoom in close, Mr. Steve, for the folks on the web, is the drama team name, the Taters. And under that, Ephesians 5:1. And on the front is this cool picture, a picture of French fries. And under that, it says, okay. And under that, you've got some bacon. And the phrase that says, not okay. A word picture that demonstrates the drama team mission, which is to be a tater, not a ham. An imitator, represented by the French fries, and a ham, represented by the bacon. Be a tater, not a ham. That's our mission. So tonight, I've asked the drama team to close out our study of these two verses in Ephesians and show us some more examples about what it means to be imitators of God. Friends, God's calling you and me tonight to be and become imitators of God. Not to do this for personal gain or personal glory, but rather as a fragrant offering to Him. Our actions, our words, our behaviors, imitating Jesus. Imitating the actions of others who are following God's plan. The purpose, to glorify God, the audience of one. And in glorifying Him, we're able to show God's love and introduce others to their Heavenly Father. I pray tonight you leave here inspired. Inspired by the things that God is doing in your life and in the lives of the people around you. But I also pray that you and I leave here tonight challenged. Challenged to take greater and bolder footsteps to be an imitator of God 365 days a year, not just on Saturday nights. To take our imitation of God to greater levels at school, greater levels within our family and among our friends, and greater, more bold levels at our jobs where He'd placed us. Friends, ask God this week to show you clearly. What footstep do you have for me this week, God, that I can follow? What area in my life or opportunity in front of me can make me a better imitator? Will you pray with me? Dear Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for tonight's passage. We thank you that you have shown us that it is possible to imitate you. Lord, help make us into who you want us to be. Thanks for making it clear that this is a process, Lord, to be and become who you made us to be. Help us to live lives that are filled with love, lives that would offer a pleasing offering up to you. We thank you for the strength, we thank you for the friendship, and we thank you for the encouragement. Be with us as we go out throughout the weekdays. We praise your name. Amen. Thanks for being here tonight and allowing me to share with you. Pastor Drew will be back next Saturday night. Bring a friend, we'll have the coffee on. Thanks for being here.